called his own. He started one day when work was done, that from a piece of wood he would carve a sum. So he grabbed a piece of wood and went chop, chop, chop. When all of a sudden a voice cried,
"Stop! Stop! Ouch! You're hurting me!"
The little old man couldn't believe his ears. He was never so happy in all his years. His dream is coming true, and if it's so, call the little wooden boy Pinocchio.
So the little old man, whose name was Geppetto, kept on carving and chopping. And every time he chopped, he thought he heard a voice cry out,
"Ouch! Ouch! That hurts! Now you're tickling me!"
Geppetto grew very excited and worked faster and faster. First he made a wooden head, then the eyes, then a long nose, and then came the mouth. No sooner than he had finished the mouth, the little wooden face cried out again, "My son, and I will be your father. I, Geppetto, will take very good care of you." Geppetto started in the carve again. First Pinocchio's left arm, then his right, then Pinocchio's left leg, and finally his right leg. As soon as Pinocchio felt his two legs, he jumped out of Geppetto's hand, ran around the room and out the open door into the street. "Come back, Pinocchio! Come back, Pinocchio! You naughty little boy!" But Pinocchio paid no attention and kept running down the street singing,
"I'm a funny little boy that's made of wood. I carved from a limb of a hickory tree. I have a wooden head and a long, long nose. Everybody laughs when they look at me.
He's made of wood from a hickory tree. He's got the longest nose that you ever did see. Pinocchio, Pinocchio, that's his name. He has no sense and he has no shame.
Catch me, catch me if you can. I can run faster than anyone can."
Poor old Geppetto ran after Pinocchio as fast as his old legs could carry him, but Pinocchio was too quick for him. At last Geppetto got tired of running and turned back to his house. He said to himself, "Oh well, Pinocchio will be back in a little while because he has no place to sleep." Hours passed, but still Pinocchio had not returned, and at last Geppetto fell